Welcome back. You're here with Dave and Andrew. We were joined this afternoon by Benjamin Tall, who is the Deputy Chief Economist of CIBC World Markets. And Andrew, we get a lot of questions about, where are we in the economy right now with all the debt that we're incurring, you know, through this shutdown of the economy? Can we withstand this? What's it going to look like on the other side?
Well, and the big fear of tax.
Big fear of tax,
like,
yeah.
Like, how are we going to pay for this,
right?
As a population, and what's that going to look like? And,
right.
You know, there's a lot of fear on those pieces, Dave.
Yeah. Benny, welcome to the show. Thank you very much for taking some time with us.
It's a pleasure. Thank you.
So maybe we'll just start high level. I'd love to get your opinion of where are we right now? What's Canada's economy look like today?
Yes, well, in the second quarter, namely the current quarter, the economy is shrinking by about 30% to 40%. 30% to 40%. It's something that we have never seen in our lifetime. Yeah? Now, the next quarter, the third quarter, will be maybe positive 20. So we're talking about huge swings here. When you shut down an economy and then you start opening up, you get very big numbers. Overall, I think that the summer will be fine. I think that you will see some good numbers. We already got some good numbers from the labor market that will continue. And we all know, you know, the sky is blue and the birds are singing and we will be cheating on social distancing. We all know that there will be a second wave, and that probably will be a fourth quarter story in line together with the flu season. That's where I see some nervousness in the market. But for now, although there are some pockets of a second wave happening, the overall economy is opening up. So I expect a nice swing back to life, and that will be actually a relatively good summer. But beyond that, I see some confusion, especially when you get a second wave with the flu season and the cold season that will confuse everybody.
Yeah, that's a good point. The second wave is highly likely. Let's talk a little bit about, as we move through the next 6 to 12 months, the governments of the world and the central banks of the world, and no different here in Canada, have provided a tremendous amount of stimulus, whether it's done or not, we'll get your opinion on that, but a tremendous amount of stimulus to try to protect workers and the overall economy from this artificial shutdown caused by our health concerns. I'd love to get your take on whether or not the stimulus has worked. Are we done with the stimulus, or is there more to come? What does that look like?
Okay, so let's start with monetary policy. Absolutely, it worked, because if you look at spreads, namely how much it cost banks to borrow, it actually went down, which means that you can provide some liquidity into the system. What the central bank is doing, the Fed, the Bank of Canada, everybody else, is not to revive the economy. They cannot do that. What they're trying to do is to make sure that there is enough liquidity into the system. And at the end of the day, what they are doing now, they're basically injecting money into the system and buying all those bonds that governments are issuing. So there are two issues here very, very quickly. One is the credibility of the central bank, the credibility of the Bank of Canada or the Fed, and the other is inflation. Let's talk about credibility for a second. Let's face it. The Bank of Canada, it is not a central bank anymore. It is a government agency. Hmm. It is a crown corporation. It is working for the government. The central bank is supposed to be independent. It is not independent at this point. We all know that. The same goes for the Fed. This is not a criticism. We have no choice. But they will have to labor very hard over the next 5-10 years to regain that credibility.
Right.
Number two is inflation. We are basically printing money nonstop. $5 billion a week, the Bank of Canada buying government bonds. Now, that, according to Economics 101, is hyperinflationary. But it is not really, in the sense that we are really not adding money into the system. We are replacing lost income. And there is no velocity of money, namely the rate at which money is exchanging hands is not very high. Therefore, you cannot see inflation, even though the money supply is rising. So I'm not losing sleep over inflation at this point. If they continue to do so a year from now, then maybe that will be the case. Going to the government, we are what, about $250 billion of budget deficit now. This is just a down payment. It's not over by any stretch of the imagination, because we still need to see transfer of health care money to the provinces. More money will go to small business rent assistance. We will see the extension of many of those programs, especially the CERB and the wage subsidy. They will be expanded. That's more money. So the budget deficit will grow over time. And the question is, of course, who is going to pay for all this? And the short answer, of course, is nobody. It will be recycled. We all know that the government of Canada entered this crisis with a very good fiscal position, much better than any other OECD country. Clearly, the debt-to-GDP ratio is rising, but clearly, if you look at the overall situation, interest payments are going to be so insignificant in terms of overall spending because of extremely low interest rates. So we calculated that the budget deficit can go to $400 billion before we see a significant increase in debt financing costs, which means that the government can continue to borrow without seeing a huge increase in spending due to financing this debt because of they can refinance at extremely low interest rates. So it's manageable. Is it good? No. Is it optimal? No. But it's not a disaster in this sense.
A lot of questions we get about the long-term effect of that. So fair enough, we've got low interest rates now. If interest rates ever move higher in the future, you know, what problems does that create? And does it ultimately lead to higher taxes? How does it affect you and I as an average Canadian?
That's a very good question. So what the government treasurers are doing now is they're basically taking advantage of extremely low interest rates. They monitor it very, very quickly. The minute you see a sign that interest rates will be rising, they will be locking their debt into 20, 30 years, making sure that they are immune to this increase, the way you take a 5 or 10 year mortgage as opposed to a variable rate mortgage. So they will do the same to minimize the impact of higher interest rates. But clearly, as a society, we are much more sensitive to the risk of higher interest rates. And maybe the disease is also the cure. Maybe the increased sensitivity to higher rates will prevent interest rates from rising to the sky. But clearly, we are seeing a situation in which banks and governments will make sure that they are locked into those extremely low interest rates. As for tax increases, you know what? I don't see it happening, at least in the near future, because there is no need to. Again, with interest rates so low, refinancing the debt will be very cheap. There isn't going to be a need to raise taxes anytime soon. I suspect that we will see some increase, maybe, in the capital gain tax, because that's an easy target, and that's something that the Liberal Party back then was talking about before the crisis. So there is no reason to believe they will not do it down the road. So that's the number one on the list when it comes to tax hikes. I don't see anything is happening because, quite frankly, at this point of the game, there will not be a need to do so, at least in the short term. That's the way I see the situation.
Okay. Let's talk about Canadian dollar for a minute. Certainly against the U.S. dollar, we've seen it strengthen quite significantly. Maybe you can speak to a little bit about where you see the dollar going going forward.
Yes, you tell me where the stock market goes, and I'll tell you where the dollar goes. Because it's basically the same. They are dancing to the same tune. Basically, when the market is depressed about the virus, as we saw yesterday, or you know, when the stock market went down, we have a situation in which the dollar lost ground and vice versa. So it's really a function of optimism regarding the global growth and some progress regarding the virus. So I suggest that you will see what I call a zigzag economy, an off and on economy over the next year. You will see a period like the next few months that activity will be relatively strong, and the Canadian dollar is already pricing this in. Then you will have the winter, everybody will be confused, and you will see a situation in which the market will go down or stabilize, and the dollar will go down as well. So it will be a very volatile period for the Canadian dollar over the next year. And if I have to guess, I think it would be more or less between 72, 73 cents and 75 cents, something like that. But a lot of volatility in between.
Yeah. Okay. Benny, thank you very much. We can't do justice to the entire economy in 10 minutes, but I think you've done a pretty good job of helping us understand a little bit about where we are today and how we're going to handle some of that debt going forward. Thank you very much.
A pleasure. Good luck.
We've been joined by Benjamin Tall. He's a deputy chief economist at CIBC World Markets. We've got to put all of that, into some form of a strategy, right? I mean, that's sometimes all that technical speak just has to be put into a strategy for people that allows them the freedom to go enjoy their lifestyle, right?
Well, and lifestyle does matter. So why don't you join us for our seminar coming up Tuesday, June 16th, 7 p.m. It's a live online webinar. Just to register, just go to morethanmoneyradio.com, and we can get you set up and look forward to seeing you on Tuesday.
Stick around after the break. Andrew and I are going to help you figure out how to choose the right advisor for you. You're on 770 CHQR
and More Than Money.